systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, good morning. We're living in exciting times, and this is the morning we're going to have with us a special guest, Barry Shamish, an investigative reporter who worked for 30 years in Israel, uncovering many of the tragic situations that exist there, the murder of Prime Minister Rabin, and a great deal of other dishonest and illegal activity taking place at the highest level of the Israeli government. And as a result of that, there were threats against Barry's life, and he was forced to come to America. And as a result, we have the opportunity to interview him on a regular basis so that he can keep us abreast of some of the things that are happening over there. And I'm just going to let Barry pick up the story and tell you what his latest research has been on. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, this is a very complicated story. I'm ironing it out as we speak. This is the story in Israel. It's been the first story on the news. Oh, a week straight. It was on the news yesterday. In short, a Jew, his name was Ben Ziegler, who worked for the Mossad, killed himself in his jail cell by hanging himself. That's the official story. It was a suicide. Now, we're going to find out that he was kept in a suicide-proof cell, watched 24 hours a day, and the suicide story really, listen, the best you can say is he was driven to suicide. That's the best. And Jews don't want their children working for the state and disappearing, suiciding themselves. That's the heartfelt reason why the story is so huge in Israel, but it's gigantic worldwide. It's amazing how in America the story of the suicide really is barely reported. But in Australia, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, ABC, put on a report last week about the suicide because, well, Ben Ziegler was also Australian. And Australians don't like when one of theirs works for the Mossad and dies extremely suspiciously. Now,
the suspicion is they killed him, that somebody killed him there in the jail. That's really what it's about, isn't it?
Well, that's certainly, I would even stick with that he was murdered and he didn't kill himself. But as I say, either way, he was in custody when he met his end. Now, here's the reason why Ben Ziegler was in custody. It goes all the way back to January 19th of 2010, right? We're talking a few years ago, where the Mossad killed, well, his name was Mahmoud al-Mahbouch. He was the founder of the Izzeldin Qassam Brigades of Hamas, and he was killed. Now, normally, that would be viewed as, he would be a legitimate target, all right, normally. But the Mossad don't publicize when they do operations. And this was a big operation. There were 10 agents involved in killing him in his hotel room in Dubai. But somehow, all the agents were identified by name. Somehow, Dubai got, well, this was the worst operation, the most publicized anyways, that the Mossad has, that I can recall, ever suffered. The question is, where did they get the names from? And by the way, I asked that when Dubai police put on the videotapes from the hotel, and one by one they identified the Mossad agents who killed al-Mahbouch, the head of Dubai police demanded that Interpol arrest Meir Dagan, the Mossad director. All right, this was the background. Now we have to ask the question, how did Dubai police get the names of all the agents? If they had this kind of information, why did this operation even take place? Now, Israel did something very suspicious. This week, Netanyahu, well, there were two things. One, a court ruling by Judge Hila Gerstel, and she was the president of the Tel Aviv District Court, forbade the media to publish details of the affair. And then Netanyahu himself, well, there is an editor's committee in Israel. News is not reported freely. Netanyahu went to the editor's committee and asked it to cooperate with the government and withhold publication of information pertaining to the incident, which would be, quote, very embarrassing to a certain government agency. What government agency? We're going to get to that very shortly. It's the presidency. And by the way, I've been digging at that, and I don't have all the answers, but the Knesset, certain members who, by the way, are under threat of arrest, revealed the affair, the murder of the Australian Mossad agent, because that's what the ABC report claimed, and accurately.
Well, I think, Barry, you have to bring out the fact, where did the people in Dubai get the list of the Mossad agents who had murdered the man in Dubai? And, of course, that is they got the list from this this fellow was murdered in his cell, didn't they?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay, we're going to be back in just a moment. This is what it's all about. And they actually kidnapped this fellow and took him to Israel, and then he dies in Israel. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family-owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, I'm back here, I guess, this morning, Barry Shamish. And the question is, do governments kill people? I mean, ordinarily, somebody commits a crime, why they're indicted and they are taken to court and they're tried and they may be exonerated or they may be convicted. And then justice follows its course. Prison term, sometimes execution. But do governments also simply just... get around that, certainly ignore that, and actually kill people? Well, if you know, certainly we have a four-tape set where I interview government assassins who tell about how they've been assigned to kill people, American citizens, here in the United States. And the four CD sets called Deadly Assassins, where I actually interview two personal assassins, and one of them is dead, the other has disappeared since that time, and other talks there in the set are with a man who tracked down the assassin who was hired by our government to kill General George Patton. And, of course, General George Patton was killed. This is the real world. And, of course, what Barry's talking about is this gentleman who was accused of having to betray the Mossad agents who had eliminated somebody in Dubai, and suddenly Dubai knows who all the Mossad agents were. Pick up the story.
Well, the story is strange. Ben Ziegler flew to Dubai and turned himself in. He gave the names of the agents. He became a refugee in Dubai. And there was an operation to get him out of there and back to Israel. It becomes very spooky, right? Now, that's kind of the giveaway. Why would an Israeli seek refuge in an Arab country? And that's one of the questions, by the way, I'm not going to answer. But in short, once this documentary was aired, the Knesset, certain Knesset members felt there was no need for a gag order. The word was out. They brought up in the Knesset, and then the current scandal broke. Oh, and by the way, the attitude of Israelis, I'm going to quote you one. That's a former senior Mossad official, Rafi Eitan, Rafi Eitan threw Jonathan Pollard to the dogs. He was Pollard's handler in the United States. Israel saved him, and Pollard, of course, will die in prison. It's really a crapshoot. If you work for Israel, what can become of you is just a crapshoot. Now, here's what Rafi Eitan said after the Knesset acknowledged let's say murder. All right, everyone's calling it a murder, so I'm going to call it a murder of prisoner X. What he said, and remember, this is a former cabinet minister. We live in a country in a continuous war requiring the use of this method. There may be more prisoners X in the country. Listen, nobody wants to hear that. All right? What he's saying is he's justifying it. He's justifying the murder of Ben Ziegler. And Israelis aren't of that mentality anymore. That mentality worked 30 years ago. Now they want to protect themselves a little bit from their own government. Look, the timing is also uncanny. The documentary airs in Australia the same day Paris visited the jail where Ben Ziegler was held. Ayalon Prison, it's called. And this, again, you want to talk spooky, he was held in the cell of Yigal Amir, the patsy for the Rabin assassination, the suicide-proof cell. And Paris visited it. Now, Paris doesn't do prison visits. He returned to the scene of the crime and undoubtedly pressed Ayalon Prison to destroy any evidence of whatever prisoner X was saying. He wanted it shut down, and he showed up. And by the way, he made a big public showing of this, but what he said from Amir's cell, that he would never release Amir as long as he is president. My Lord, he murdered Rabin, not Amir. But I'm not going to dive into the utter criminality taking place. Now the public is realizing it, not perhaps at my sophisticated level, but the murder of Ben Ziegler is huge in the Jewish world. Ben Ziegler was from a hotshot Australian Jewish family. His father was a chief of the board of Victoria Jews, of the Victoria Jewish Community Council. He was no schmo. He's going to be noticed if he disappears suspiciously. Well, it's going to be noticed. He was a hotshot Australian as well. Now, here is a little detail. Ben Ziegler saw a lawyer. It's a major detail because, well, if you want to disappear someone, you don't give him the option of a lawyer. The legal process, whatever it was in place. His lawyer was Avigdor Feldman. He visited him in prison the night before Paris arrived. And, well, he said that Ben Ziegler did not. The government offered him a plea deal, and he told the government to take a hike, that he was being framed, and he had lots to say. And his lawyer said he was perfectly rational. He wanted a trial. Well, I guess that was not a good thing for him to say, because he was dead the next day.
In other words, he maybe knew some important things that the government didn't want to get out, is what you're suggesting.
I'm suggesting he knew things about Paris that he wouldn't have run to the prison.
Right.
It's a really huge story. The Israeli media is making sure it's a huge story. And as for Benzeger's family, well, they just think everything in Israel is peachy. They think his son went through the just process. And the Knesset this week also voted them $1 million shekels of hush money. That is going to explode. I don't know what threats were used, but the family is saying nothing right now. And they got a lot of money to say nothing. So that side of things, it's there. Now, you have to understand another aspect. One, it was a suicide-proof cell. And without explaining that the ceiling was too low to get a noose and crack your neck, it wasn't meant for a suicide. Let's just say this. Last night on the news, I'm watching Israel News. What do you know? It was a suicide. There was an official autopsy on Ben Zeger, and you bet he committed suicide. And the reason he got away with it, there was a terrible rumor that his cell was suicide-proof. In fact, jailers only peek in every 25 minutes. So, boy, was that flimsy. But that's what they announced last night on the news. And even the Israeli public can spot a lie like that one, okay? Now, there's another side to this, though. Was Ben Zeger actually working for Australian intelligence? And the answer appears to be yes. Now, the director of the documentary on ABC was Jason Katsoukis. And he's been opening his mouth a little, too. He started the story and met Ben Zeger based on rumors that the Mossad was recruiting Australians to spy for them using a front company in Europe. Well, Katsoukis didn't believe it at first, but the company did exist, to his shock. And then a little quote, I managed to establish that Zeger and another of the individuals worked for it. And then I was told that Australian authorities were closing in on Zeger and that he would be arrested. And then he explains that suspicions were aroused when Zeger changed his name 4 times. You're allowed to change your name once a year on your passport in Australia. He did it 4 years in a row. The Australians knew about Zeger just like the Israelis did. But the big issue was the murder, the assassination in 2010 of Mahmoud al-Mahmoud. The assassins. Okay, just outright. The assassins, half of them were using fake Australian passports. Look, the issue of passports is bigger than you can imagine. I'm actually going to mention a little story. Every soldier who has a foreign passport is interviewed by the Mossad. I got 2 weeks off, and what a 2 weeks they were. I was followed. My mail was opened. Pretty girls would suddenly talk to me on buses. They were checking me out from every angle. Well, they told me before that I would have a much more interesting army service. I would be sent to Thailand. Well, after 2 weeks, they determined that I was thoroughly unsuited to be a spy. Okay, that was it. But I did basic training with Michael Oren, and the same Maxor, the same month, whatever a Maxor is in English, we became friends in early in the army. Well, he was totally suited. He got to be a spy. His passport was switched around a bit, and he became a reporter for the Kansas City Star, and he had a fascinating army, and, well, today he is the Israeli ambassador to Washington. So, you know, I blew it. I blew my opportunity by being who I was. Nonetheless, passports are a very big deal. What part of Ziegler's duties in Europe were to get Australians to give up their passports for Mossad use. Again, the Australians are not denying that he worked for them. Another issue. In fact, even semi-formally, Israel claims that Ziegler had met with Australian intelligence. Oh, I hear the music.
Hang on, we'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Sherry.
Delaney's Electric Incorporated and all DAS listeners, how do you show your gratitude for the sacrifices made by those serving in our military? You can show you care by sending packages to our troops while they're away. Just call your local veterans organization or type military care package into any search engine. This message is from Delaney's Electric Incorporated in Ault. For all your electrical work, call 970-834-1715. That's 970-834-1715. Ranch Restaurant in Greeley reminds everyone the difference between a child safe at home and a child missing can be as little as a few simple rules on how to return home. Set a curfew for your child and have them routinely call to check in with you. This reminder is from Ranch Restaurant, 714 6th Street in Greeley, the perfect place for lunch. Call ahead for orders at 970-356-1411. That's 970-356-1411. Ranch Restaurant in Greeley.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the listeners who've supported us throughout the years and helped keep the radio stations going. I've had a chance to meet many of you face-to-face and enjoyed every minute of it. For two decades, I've worked hard to keep our service fast and our prices low, and will strive to keep going for another two. Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
and here, our guest, Barry Shamish. And Barry, before you go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get your website, how they can get your books, how they can get your PayPal button?
Oh, sure. My books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. There's a search box right at my name. Shamish is C-H-A-M-I-S-H. My new book is The Stinger, Not the Stung. I would write in The Stinger, Not the Stung. It's somehow separated from my other books. But it's, well, people like this book, so I would recommend you have a look at The Stinger, Not the Stung. My website, which has been inactive, I don't know what became of my webmaster. I think he's ill, but nonetheless, it's still BarryShamish.com. Now, let's go back to this story. Now, admittedly, you can ask the question, what's the big deal here? The big deal is we don't want to live in a country where they can just, without charge, there was no charge. He was kidnapped, put in prison, and he died in prison. We don't want to live in a country like that. But Australia isn't a country like that, as far as I know. And look, semi-formally again, Israel claims that Zegir had met with Australian intelligence and gave them secret details about Israel's use of Australian passports. He's been accused of being a double agent. Australia, last night, again, on Israel News, Australian authorities said that what he told them wouldn't have got him killed. So apparently he really was, he had Australian intelligence breathing down his neck. But they said outright, well, what he told us wouldn't have got him killed. What he told in Dubai would have got him killed. He named names. Now, look, I'm guessing right now, okay? But the names that came out of the Mossad agents came from an insider who knew the operation, and only one was in Dubai, and that was Zegir. So I don't think there's any doubt that he was a rat. Now, again, I'm going to repeat this. The Israeli government offered him a plea bargain, but he rejected it through his attorney, Avigdor Feldman. He was intent on exposing some crime. Now, what was that crime? Well, we don't know for sure. But on the day the Australians broke the story, Shimon Peres rushed to the prison where Zegir was incarcerated. And we don't know why. But the picture is becoming pretty clear that Zegir knew stuff, that his conscience wouldn't allow him to continue living with himself. He turned him in. He turned himself into Dubai, a very little known but extremely important detail. Something snapped into him. Why does a Jew turn himself into the Arabs? I've never heard of that.
And then the Mossad went in and they kidnapped him out of Dubai and took him to Israel, offered him a plea bargain, and then, of course, when he turns it down, the next day he's dead.
That's about right. Look, the Mossad kidnapping him back to Israel, that detail has not been stressed. The fact that he was in Dubai is not good for his case. Right? Straightforward. But Zegir refused a plea bargain. And the next day he was dead, all right? Look, an autopsy was conducted in Israel. Now, remember, all this took place in 2010. It's been 3 years. The gag order worked. Not a word was said in the media. He was in prison for 3 years. Okay, understood that without this ABC report, it wouldn't have broke. He would have stayed in prison forever. Now, this required an autopsy. You know, Israel has this, you can't imagine a more crooked and tainted coroner as they had in the year 2010, and that was Dr. Yehuda Hiss. He conducted the autopsy. Look, I'm going to remind people who don't know. I mean, he whitewashed the Rabin assassination. Single-handedly, he denied all of the reports of doctors, nurses, of everybody, and changed Rabin's wounds to fit the crime. But even weirder is the story of Alistair Sinclair, of the famous Roslyn Sinclairs, of Knights Templar fame. He came to Israel. We're not sure We're not exactly sure why. He stayed for 6 days. When he tried to leave the country, he was arrested, taken to a jail where he killed himself. And while the Israel Forensic Institute conducted an autopsy, and, well, what do you know? He killed himself. But they sent his body back to Scotland without a heart. If you could believe this. And what he said is we didn't want to upset them by sending back a heart. He was opened up in Scotland. The heart, the cavity was empty. Now, this story goes on where a phony heart was sent back, but why the Sinclair from Roslyn of Knights Templar fame, and without diving into Roslyn Chapel is a model after the original First Temple and all this baloney, why would they take his heart? Why would Hiss take the man's heart? Why would he cover up Rabin's assassination and build a scenario that defied everyone who saw Rabin? Why? Because that's what he's told to do, and he does it. He's been working with Paris. Oh, come on. The Rabin assassination alone will tell you how closely he's been working with the forces of Shimon Peres. Well, he conducted, what a background. I mean, I'm amazing myself by this, okay? What it comes down to is he conducted the autopsy, and yes, it was a suicide.
Hold on. We'll be back in a moment here.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800 951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
Trace Margaritas in Greeley thanks all the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. To those heroes back home from missions abroad, know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from Trace Margaritas, 2319 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 970-378-6662. That's 970-378-6662. Offering a 20% discount to veterans and those who served in our armed forces.
Well, Dr. Stan here at American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, and we're simply talking about the real world. But most people live in the imaginary world that everything is just fine and hunky-dory, but the real world is government kills people. They have them assassinated. It started with the assassination of some man in Dubai, and a number of Mossad agents were there and killed him. And then somebody exposed what had happened. This gentleman, who is this Australian Israeli, had actually told the government of Dubai who the members of the Mossad were who had carried out the assassination. Dubai demanded that they be arrested and even asked Interpol to arrest the head of the Mossad for killing a citizen in Dubai. Well, of course, the information got out that this Australian Jewish fellow had was the one who spilled the beans. He actually went to Dubai, was living there, he was feared for his life, and he was kidnapped, brought back to Israel, and of course we know what happened to him. Go ahead.
Well, the first thing is his civil rights were abused. He was not in prison under his real name, Ziegler. He was Benny Elon. That, by the way, is an in-joke in Israel because, well, Benny Elon is a right-winger. Leave it at that. You don't have to know the joke. But the point is, this is the part I'm stymied about. After 3 years, you're talking January 2010, we're in February 2013. So after 3 years, he's given an attorney. This part, as well, I can't figure out why, okay? He was already dead and buried in Australia. All right? There was no reason for all of this to come out again. But one of my sources said I was told the Australian authorities were closing in on him and that he could go to prison for life for what he did. Again, that's a rumor. And now rumors are floating all over the place. My friend, Dr. Daisy Stern, who has gone off the deep end in her career, but nonetheless, she connects another event. The next day after the murder, the day that Paris goes to Ayalon prison, the Pope resigns. Now, again, this is a little too far for me, and she admits as well, but, well, Paris and the Pope are like love and marriage. I mean, they are more than allies. What we're talking about is an affair that is getting out of hand. The Mossad, their mentality, it may have been good for founding Israel, but labor Zionism no longer controls the country. the thinking of them doesn't rule anymore. What they did was what they did to found Israel. They use a trick, and they use an assassination, and then they try to bury an informant. That's the old days. Lo and behold, Israelis today aren't that immature that you can get away with this. Zegar had an Israeli wife. He had two children. He might have been youngish, 34, but those children no longer have a father. We don't know the effect on, his death. But unfortunately, that was the method of the Mossad, and it's the Israeli public no longer will put up with it. They don't like that method. Are you there?
I'm there, yes. And I was just thinking, of course, they paid off his family, you say a million shekels to what?
Last week, the Knesset released a million shekels for his family. All right, it was hush money. Look, everything. Come on, there were records of interrogations. There were records when Ezekiel met his attorney. He was in the. There are records out there. Well, where are they? Apparently, that stage has taken place where they destroyed records. Look, what I've done today may sound like this story I'm comfortable with, and it took a lot of work sorting it out.
Well, it's a complicated story, but it's a tragic situation, and this is the way the world really works, and somebody gets out of line, they kill them. And especially if they want a trial and they want to bring out the truth, the last thing they want is for the people of Israel to learn the truth. Certainly here in America, the last thing they want is for the American people to learn the truth. Go ahead.
Well, some of the people, now remember, you've got Mossad agents worldwide, they're being exposed worldwide. All right, that came from Dubai, and everyone was amazed. What a great police department that they knew who the assassins were, even knew their names. And this must be the best police department anywhere. Well, nope, they're just as incompetent as police departments throughout the Arab world. They had an informant. Nobody knew about Zegar, but the Mossad certainly knew about him. And, well, they got him out of Dubai. As for his family, they were, I don't know what you tell. I don't know what you say.
We're out of time, Barry. God bless. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
You got it. Bye.
Sir Optimist International of Fort Collins reminds everyone, there tends to be a severe blood supply shortage at this time of year. Roll up your sleeve and give the gift of life. Give the gift of blood. This message from Sir Optimist International of Fort Collins in Fort Collins. For information, call 970-988-0563. That's 970-988-0563. Or visit online at fortnet.org/SIFC. That's fortnet.org/SIFC.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the listeners who've supported us throughout the years and helped keep the radio stations going. I've had a chance to meet many of you face-to-face and enjoyed every minute of it. For two decades, I've worked hard to keep our service fast and our prices low, and will strive to keep going for another two. Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I'd like to say that nothing is as serious as me. I mean, you have a worldview. It is shaped for you by the people who control the media. As Barry was saying, while the Israeli government gave this gentleman's family a million shekels to be quiet, not to be asking questions, what happened? How did he happen to die in this suicide-proof jail cell the day after he turned down the plea bargain? And a similar thing happened here in America. Almost 3,000 Americans were killed when the Twin Towers came down there after the so-called terrorist attack on America in 2001. And what did the government do? Why, they gave hush money to the families of almost 3,000 Americans. They almost all got $1 million or more. Why? The proviso, they would never sue or try to find out what really happened on September 11th, 2001. Because what did happen? Why, it was all controlled demolition. Look at Building 7 come down. Go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and watch Building 7 come down. If you watch the top of the roof, you'll see it caves in the middle. It begins to form a V. And that's controlled demolition. You take out the central columns so the walls will fall in. Then they took out the base of the building, and Building 7 came down, a typical controlled demolition with great crowds of dust were from the explosions as they took out the base of the building. Same thing happened on the Twin Towers. Watch them come down carefully. You'll see the top tower is simply disintegrate as the building begins to collapse. Why would the top of the Twin Towers, each one, the North Tower, the South Tower, disintegrate as the building's coming down? Why, very simply, the explosions did it. But you can't let the American people know, and you've got to give hush money to the people, and they almost all of them took $1 million with a proviso they would never bring a lawsuit and never try to look into what really happened that day. Why did they want to take the buildings down? Well, they had they wanted to get us into a war with the Muslim world. Who do you think finances Al-Qaeda? Who is financing the so-called Free Syrian Army, which is largely made up of Al-Qaeda terrorists? Why, we are, ladies and gentlemen. We're financing them. We're arming them. We're training them. We have our special forces troops in both Jordan and Turkey. We're going to overthrow Syria and turn it over to the terrorists, and this is going to take us into a war. And there's going to be a war there as far as Israel is concerned. Israel is going to be forced to get into the Syrian war to protect their civilians from the massive chemical weapons that Assad has. And where did Assad get his chemical weapons? Where did the president of Syria get his chemical weapons? He got them from Saddam Hussein. And where did Saddam Hussein get his chemical weapons? Do you think Saddam just set up a little chemical weapons plant there in Iraq? Of course not. He got them from us. So we gave him the chemical and biological weapons, and then he gave them to Assad, and now this is going to promote a war over there, and we are going to get drawn into it. How soon it's going to come about, I don't know. Lots of great new information. We don't have time to talk about it. hope you'll go to our website, radioliberty.com. We have, of course, from 4 CD sets on why did the towers come down? And, of course, we have then on 4 CD sets on 9/11. We have all sorts of videos of them coming down. Or you can simply go to my website, radioliberty.com, watch the Twin Towers come down, and watch Building 7 come down. They were controlled demolitions, and just as Israel recently killed one of their citizens, we killed almost 3,000 citizens, so we could go to war, and we did. We built towers at the same time. Okay, those are two ways.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor would like to take this time to say thank you to all of the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. Business owners, consider hiring veterans, our most dependable force. And to those heroes back home from missions abroad, you know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor, reminding all of us that our freedom has never been free.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord.